I have with me today the inventor of one of the most dynamic pieces of technology I think probably to ever hit the planet. I have Peter with me today, and we're going to go over the benefits of the PWR on the dairy industry. So welcome, Peter, and thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me.
Hello, it's me, Peter.
Okay. So like I said, I'd like to start with the dairy industry.
Okay.
And just what kind of effects, kind of from start to finish, when the water enters the tube, and what happens when the animals start to hydrate and ingest that water.
Well, water is the number one important ingredient or nutritional thing that cows or all dairy and beef require. If you're on a well system and you have iron in the water, that can be problematic with iron bacteria that can cause pneumonia in cows and calves. And if you're on chlorinated water, that also has a not a good benefit to help the microorganisms in the cow's digestive system, because chlorine doesn't distinguish between the aerobic bacteria and the anaerobic bacteria. So the unit would be customized to the end user. So if he's got well water, he may have stuff in his water like iron and sulfur that he wants to take out. And if it's on a city system, then he would have chlorine that he would want to have removed. And going on, the unit puts in high amounts of anionic oxygen, which is in a form that stays in the water until it's used. So the cow consumes that water. The microorganisms, the bacteria in the rumen of that cow will flourish and, of course, digest the feed more completely. And it enhances the whole body through improving the oxygen in the bloodstream and even to the milk, where there is a much lower somatic cell count. It basically, anaerobic bacteria don't survive in a high oxygen environment, and these would be the ones that are E. coli, staphylococcus and streptococcus, and listeria, and a few other bacteria that are the ones that can cause infections in animals, particularly the udder. So this enhances that part, so you have less of much lower level of the anaerobic bacteria. The other thing, by having a high oxygen and the breaking down the food that the animals consume in more efficiently, you have far less greenhouse gases like hydrogen sulfide, ammonia, nitrogen gases. So the environment in the barn is healthier. It's a simple way of doing it. And of course, this oxygen will stay in after it passed through the cow. If there's some left over, it'll still work in the manure storage and continue breaking it down and helping to reduce or eliminate the odor in the storage tanks, slurry stores that most farms have. So you have that benefit. At the same time, the broken down manure from the cow is more available to the soil at time of spreading, so you don't have the bacteria in the soil going from working with the plants, enhancing the health of the plants, to break down the manure that's being spread on. So it keeps the crops growing more aggressively.
So it not only works on the front end of the cow for improved hydration, increased metabolism of the food they are eating, but after it goes through the entire system and helps with the aerobic bacteria, then it continues to help once it's exited the animal.
That's right. Yeah.
And spread under the soil, so the benefits go really well beyond.
Yeah, they keep going until that oxygen will be used up, and it can stay in the soil for up to three or four years if it's not used. But mostly, it'll be used in the first year or two. So there are the residual benefits that come with this technology. But the animals are the ones that are the winners. You know, your whole healthy animals of reproduction, you have better conception. You're certainly going to have an extended life on the cow. Like, a lot of cows are being pushed, and they break down pretty quick, one or two or three lactations. But this will extend those lactations into where the cow becomes more profitable. The more milk you can get out of that cow, and the less health costs, your veterinary bills will be lower. So it's very beneficial, and we've been doing this now for 3 or 4 years on dairy farms, and everybody is just happy because the quality of the milk has improved. You have a higher butter fat and a higher protein, and lower cell count. So it's all basically things that are going to put money in your pocket.
I think that's what farmers are really after, right? A great product, more abundant product, and healthier animals.
That's correct. And the other thing is that this unit is pretty well indestructible, so it's going to be around for a lot of years doing this work. And
so is this something that you could actually put in your will to the next generation?
You could, but it's not, probably not something that your next generation would be looking for.
Well, Peter, I wanted to keep this kind of short and sweet,
yeah.
So we really hit the main points.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you taking the time to educate and to share an amazing technology with the world, and in this case, dairy farmers. So to learn more, go to purewaterrestoration.com and read up on it, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Okay.
All right, so let's wait a minute. How about we do Piggy?